Crawfish étouffée. View the print-ready version of this recipe. Why I love this recipe. My personal favorites crawfish étouffée is up there on the list of my favorite dishes of all time. I've never wanted to post a recipe until I got it just right, and at least, just the way I like it. There are so many variations of these types of dishes, so I'm so thrilled to share my version with you. Easy. This easy étouffée recipe may seem intimidating, but I created this recipe with the home cook in mind. Just follow my steps and I'll show you how simple it can be. Adaptable high-quality Louisiana crawfish is incredible, but it is possible to swap it out for shrimp, crab, or chicken if you prefer. Gumbo versus étouffée. Gumbo and étouffée may have some similar ingredients and preparation, but gumbo is more like a soup, made with a darker roux, more broth, and usually more proteins and seafood. Just like with gumbo, there are so many different ways to make crawfish étouffée, and just as many opinions about it. This recipe is my take on a basic crawfish étouffée that any home cook can make, and I'm so happy with the result. How to make crawfish étouffée. Sauté Holy Trinity. Add 4 tablespoons butter or oil to a 12-foot cast iron skillet or Dutch oven over medium heat. Once melted, add onion, celery, bell pepper and garlic and cook for 5 minutes until translucent. Remove veggies to a bowl. Make roux, reduce heat to medium-low. Add 1/2 cup butter to the pan. Once melted, add flour and whisk to combine. Cook, whisking continuously, for about 10 to 15 minutes, or until it turns golden, the color of peanut butter. Be careful not to let it burn. Add broth, slowly add the seafood broth, using a whisk to constantly stir until completely smooth. Add veggies back to the sauce, along with seasonings and bouillon. Simmer on low heat for 10 minutes. You want it the consistency of gravy. Add crawfish tails and cook until warmed through. Taste and adjust seasonings as needed. Serve this real crawfish étouffée recipe over hot cooked white rice or with cheesy cooked grits. Garnish with green onion and serve with hot sauce. Storage and freezing instructions. To store, crawfish étouffée leftovers can be kept in an airtight container in the refrigerator for 3 to 4 days. Reheat over medium heat in a pot on the stove. To freeze, let cool completely, then transfer to a freezer-safe container or bag and freeze for up to 3 months. Let thaw completely overnight in the refrigerator before reheating on the stove. Recipe variations. Crawfish. Crawfish season is December to July. I buy high-quality crawfish from the Louisiana Crawfish Company alternately. You may find them in the freezer section of the grocery store. Imported crawfish from overseas will not taste as good. Look for Louisiana on the label. For frozen whole crawfish, thaw, wash well, and remove meat. Save the shells to make stock if you want. For live crawfish, wash, place in pot of boiling water and apply lid. Boil 1 to 2 minutes. Then remove to a bowl of ice water to cool, and then remove meat from shells. Seafood stock. I buy seafood stock from my local international foods market. You may substitute chicken or vegetable stock. To make your own seafood stock for this recipe, save the shells from whole crawfish and place in a pot. Cover with cold water and add any leftover ends from veggies and add a little pinch of dried thyme, basil, and oregano. Bring to boil, then simmer, covered for 1 to 2 hours. Lobster better than bouillon is essential to add depth of flavor. Find it at local Asian or international food markets, but you may substitute better than bouillon chicken or vegetable base. Creole étouffée. Add 1 diced Roma tomato and 2 tablespoons tomato paste. Crawfish étouffée. Serving 7. Ingredients. 1 yellow onion diced. 1 green bell pepper diced. 2 ribs celery diced. 5 cloves garlic minced. 12 tablespoons butter divided. 1/2 cup all-purpose flour. For cup seafood stock asterisk or a little more is needed. 2 teaspoons better than bouillon lobster base asterisk. 1 teaspoon Cajun seasoning. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1/4 teaspoon dried thyme. 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, ground, or more to taste. 1 bunch green onions, chopped. 1 pound Louisiana crawfish tails. For serving. 4 cups hot cooked rice, or grits. Hot sauce. Instructions. Sauté Holy Trinity veggies, add 3 to 4 tablespoons butter or oil to a 12-foot cast iron skillet, or Dutch oven over medium heat. Once melted, add onion, celery, bell pepper and garlic and cook for 5 minutes until translucent. Remove veggies to a bowl. Roux, reduce heat to medium-low. Add 8 tablespoons butter to the pan. Once melted, add flour and whisk to combine. Cook, whisking continuously, for about 10 to 15 minutes, or until it turns golden, the color of peanut butter. Be careful not to let it burn. Finish gravy. Reduce heat to low and slowly add the seafood broth, using a whisk to constantly stir as you pour a slow and steady stream into the pot. Whisk until completely smooth. Add veggies back to the sauce, along with seasonings and bouillon. Simmer on low heat for 10 minutes. You want the consistency of gravy. If needed, add 1 to 2 tablespoons more flour by ladling out a big spoonful of the broth into a cup. Stir in the flour until smooth, and return to the pot. Cook until thickened. Crawfish. Add cooked crawfish tails and cook until warmed through. Taste and adjust seasonings as needed. Serve over hot cooked white rice or cooked grits. Garnish with green onion and serve with hot sauce. Notes. Yield. Makes about 7 cups. Serving size is 1 cup étouff and half a cup white rice. Crawfish, high-quality Louisiana crawfish tails are essential for great Cajun étouffée. They're pre-cooked, so they're ready to add to this recipe. Find them in the freezer section of the grocery store, or order them online. Important, imported crawfish from overseas will not taste as good. Look for Louisiana on the label. For frozen whole crawfish, thaw, wash well, and remove meat. Save the shells to make stock if you want. For live crawfish, wash, place in pot of boiling water and apply lid. Boil 1 to 2 minutes, then remove to a bowl of ice water to cool, and then remove meat from shells. Stock, you may substitute chicken or vegetable stock. To make your own seafood stock for this recipe, save the shells from whole crawfish and place in a pot. Cover with cold water and add any leftover ends from veggies and add a little pinch of dried thyme, basil, and oregano. Bring to boil, then simmer, covered for 1 to 2 hours. Lobster better than bouillon is essential to add depth of flavor. Find it at local Asian or international food markets, but you may substitute better than bouillon chicken or vegetable base. Make ahead instructions. Crawfish étouffée can be made ahead of time and heated when ready. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator and reheat over medium heat in a pot on the stove. Freezing instructions. Let cool completely, then transfer to a freezer-safe container or bag and freeze for up to 3 months. Let thaw completely overnight in the refrigerator before reheating on the stove. Creole étouffée. Add 1 diced Roma tomato and 2 tablespoons tomato paste. Nutrition. Calories. 370 kilocalories, carbohydrates, 37 g, protein, 8 g, fat, 21 g, saturated fat, 13 g, polyunsaturated fat, 1 g, monounsaturated fat, 5 g, trans fat, 1 g, cholesterol, 62 mg, sodium, 837 mg, potassium, 298 mg, fiber, 2 g, sugar, 2 g, vitamin A, 931 IU, vitamin C, 17 mg, calcium, 81 mg, iron, 1 mg. This article was originally published on TastesBetterFromScratch.com. Follow on Instagram. Dear readers, we would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to read about? Please send your feedback and tips to features@epictimes.nyc.